Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bill Schley is here. That's right. Yeah, I know. I know you're excited. Settle down. Just calm down. Bill's back. He's going to be over here a while, so don't get excited. He's the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand. Also, The Microscript Rule, still one of my favorite books, and The Unstoppables, and he just won't stop. It's more to come, folks. He's our good friend, Bill Schley. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here, as always.
Good to have you back. So you got news. You got something kind of quirky going on here, don't you?
Yeah, actually, it is pretty big news. It's news for everyone who ever watched the show Mad Men.
I was addicted to it.
Well, cultural phenomenon, but anyone hasn't watched it yet. The star of the show is a guy named Don Draper,
right?
And from the advertising
background, I always hated him.
Well, you hate him, but
nobody should be that handsome.
No, they couldn't be. Well, just other than us, you know, you and me,
yeah, exactly.
but no one else can be. And but they were amazing. They knew how to sell. They were the guys that created these brands that are enduring, that have lasted for 75-100 years, were created by guys, by those guys, and to some extent the guys that they were,
yep,
in the 50s and 60s, you know, like M&M's melts in your mouth, not in your hand, those,
right,
kind of things. Anyway,
that was a time when you could get away with those kinds of things.
What how do you mean?
That was a time when you could say something that was a little, today we would think is kind of corny. In those days you could get away with it. People would imagine those things and just you know, eat it up.
Well, yeah, except here's the thing. They believed in something called the facts of the difference.
Yeah.
And they believed that the facts of the story were so much, if you knew how to find the real interesting dramatic facts of a story about a product, that would be more exciting than anything, any other emotions or, you know, emotional setup that you could do. And so they believe in what they call reality sell versus this emotional sell. And look, the difference between those guys and the people today, if you wonder why you see a commercial that for 29 seconds you have no idea what the product is they're selling, you have,
right,
no idea why you care, you have no idea why anyone should buy it, that's what they call the imagist, the brand,
mm-hmm,
imagist. And those are the people, unfortunately, that have taken over so much today.
Right. Exactly.
But the ones that get back to the way, if you have a small business, you can't afford to you know, create this,
no,
emotional end, mm, benefit. You've got to give the customer the facts, and the facts, and the customer will give you the emotion.
We can't afford suspense, can we?
Well, it's not the suspense. It has to be, listen, when Rosser Reeves, the book was written by Rosser Reeves. He was the name of that
advertiser. He's the original Don Great.
If you actually look at the Wikipedia, you'll see that the show is supposed to be based on his character overall.
His name is Rosser Reeves.
Rosser Reeves, and the book's called Reality in Advertising, and you're going to be able to buy it for $14.95 in paperback for the first time in 50 years in about 2 weeks.
Wow.
And it's going to be, but the thing is that Rosser Reeves believed that, like, if the product's worth paying money for,
mm-hmm,
it's worth paying attention to. And they believed that if you told a customer the facts of the difference, buy this product, get a very specific benefit, that was the key. And he invented something called the USP. Now, I know you've heard of that.
Oh, I know what it is.
Well, Rosser Reeves, in this book, introduced the USP for the first time.
Tell them what it means.
And this is it stands for unique selling proposition,
mm-hmm,
which means that every product has to
been hearing about that all my life, ever since I was a pup salesman on 2% commission.
But it's as true now as it ever was. So instead of big people, you know, this whole thing started too when we talk to these startups. You know, we meet these young startup companies and everything. And they're all in despair because they're meeting consultants that are telling them that if you're going to do advertising, the customers want an emotional end benefit, so you have to make the customer laugh or make them cry. And I sit there and say, what do you mean? What about buy? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to make the customer buy. And the reason, and to make a customer buy, and these people think that that marketing is all about getting page views now, millions mm-hmm. of page views. And but Ross or Reeve said you can have a bear dancing on the roof of your house in a pink tutu. You could put a bear on the roof of your house, and the whole town will come out to watch that bear dance on top of your house. But you might not get one person to want to buy your house.
That's right.
It's all about, you have to make the product the most interesting thing in the commercial. But it's not that hard to do if you think that way. So anyway, I mean, for example, you look at how Apple, you know, people, the great marketers are still doing it this way. But the point is, even if you have any kind of a business, large or small, you've got to be thinking in terms of this, what we call this reality sell, a unique mm-hmm. proposition. So let me give you an example, right? When Apple came out with their iPod, or the original iPod,
mm-hmm.
they didn't talk to you about the joys of music. They knew their customers knew about
it. They stipulated that, didn't they?
Right. They knew that the customers already knew that. So what they said was, this thing is going to change everything. They said, it's like having 10,000 songs in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about that. Think about how much
that was true.
Well, but that's what we mean when we talk about the facts of the
right.
difference. If you really have a difference, the facts are more exciting than any other emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, if you talk to a pilot of an aircraft, or, and you say, look, there's a new thing called a 747. We call it a jumbo jet. Remember, mm-hmm. you remember when they were new?
Yeah.
It can carry 450 passengers from New York to Sydney, non-stop.
Non-stop. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're in aviation, you don't need to tell anybody about how amazing and exciting that
mm-hmm.
is. The customer provides the excitement if you provide the facts of the difference. So it's very, look at Chobani. Everybody says, oh, Greek yogurt. You can
right.
put Greek in front of and sell. Well, you know why? Because they gave the person, they said there's this new thing called Greek. It's not new, but they said, we want to tell you about Greek yogurt. It's a superfood, they said. It's a
mm-hmm.
superfood. And then they said, it's twice the protein, half the fat.
Right.
So, yeah, but another way, also, you can see, we talk in microscripts around here, right?
Mm, yep.
Twice the protein, half the fat.
I warned them about that before you got
here. I can remember that. You can remember that. You can tell your friends that. But so they didn't show you happy people hugging
mm-hmm.
on a beach, eating yogurt.
Very simple.
And kissing.
Right.
They told you. So your job.
Hold on. Hey, I need your website quickly.
You do well. It's BillSchley.com.
All right. Right. S-C-H-L-E-Y. Bill and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.